Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, November 17th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. And again, on this beautiful Monday morning where we have prepared the message here in rural Lancaster County, Mountjoy, Pennsylvania, USA, we want to encourage you. Our scripture text today is 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18.
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
Well, we titled today's message, An Eternal Glory. What kind of light and momentary troubles are you dealing with today? Well, at first glance, we may assume light and momentary troubles are merely the minor annoyances of life, such as getting stuck in a traffic jam, spilling cappuccino on the carpet, as Brooksine did in her van yesterday, or dealing with a leaky faucet, as I am right now.
But this is certainly not the case. Paul is writing of troubles that would rival or surpass our most difficult experiences in life. He had written a few verses previous to this in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 through 11. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body.
Well, these are relatively light and momentary troubles in comparison to the ultimate glories of heaven and eternity. We might argue that they sure don't seem light and momentary at the time we're experiencing them, though. Some of these troubles are constant or recurring and weigh heavy on our hearts, and we know some of our listeners today are dealing with difficult issues.
Yet we need to embed this truth deep in our hearts. Our text again we share. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. I marvel as I consider the last part of this verse today, are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. These troubles are fulfilling a purpose ordained by God, achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. The three-letter word all, A-L-L, encompasses the multiple light and momentary troubles we continually experience as trials on this side of eternity.
This eternal glory must be the ultimate guide by which we view all that happens to us personally or in the world around us. We must live for the then, not just for the now. It's something I've learned theologically and really know in my heart to be true, but need to constantly remind myself. As a believer in Christ, I must remember that my times are in His hands. With my eyes, I see only the physical results, but in my spirit, I must always contend for the future eternal reward.
The big picture is so powerfully expressed by the Apostle Paul in these two verses. Steve and I both memorized them, and even now, through eyes of faith, we rejoice in its truth. But it only pertains to people of faith in Jesus Christ. People without faith are blind to the big picture. And understanding the bigger picture begins when we commit our lives to Christ. Have you done that today?
And today we want to share a prayer that essentially begins the journey of seeing beyond this immediate life to receiving the promised eternal life through God's plan of salvation. We know many of you have already said this prayer, perhaps like us, many times. If you've done so already, we urge you to pray this prayer as a recommitment to the Lord. But we're also aware we might have people that have come upon our site that have never said this prayer. And I want to say it together. There's no certain right way to say the prayer, but essentially this reflects the attitude of our heart. Lord Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner. I believe that you came to this earth and died on the cross as a substitute for me. I place my faith in you and what you have done for me. I receive you into my life and choose this day to follow and serve you. Thank you for hearing my prayer. And indeed, when we pray a prayer like that from our hearts, we can be assured He does hear and answer. Now, Brooksine's going to conclude our message with her daily prayer.
Father, there is much that we can learn from our temporal problems here on earth that better prepares us for eternity. As we work through these troubles, enable us to have the mind of Christ so that attitudes reflecting the fruit of the Spirit become a spontaneous response to the difficulties that challenge us daily. Just as light, soil, air, and moisture are requirements for growth in vegetation, so must faith, prayer, self-denial, and persistence in obeying God's holy word be requirements for growth in our Christian walk. Help us not to become so caught up in viewing our daily challenges from an earthly perspective that we don't look for the deeper spiritual meaning that you have to teach us in all things. We stand in the strength of the Lord Jesus, and we pray in His name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today. We again are at dailyencouragement.net on the web. This message is posted each weekday morning, the current message on the site, and all messages are archived, the last several years anyway. This is the message that we've prepared for Monday, November 17th, 2008. And we especially call attention to our site today, for we do have a number of additional resources available on the site, some photos that we took yesterday, a special tribute presentation I made for my mom, who passed away 3 years ago yesterday. And I made a slideshow with a musical background that I do to honor her that will be especially meaningful, I feel, for her friends and family, but we'll share it with all our encouragement friends. We also have a couple of books we recommend in light of today's message, and also several songs that are available as a link. Well, thank you for joining us. May you continue to be faithful to Christ and be filled with encouragement today.